Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Lunchtime Live's Big Batch, it's back. If you're trying to get just back into the routine after the summer, maybe you have children back at school, maybe you're just on a little bit of a health buzz now that we're, well, maybe getting ready for the Christmas period. I hate to say that, but definitely post the summer. Whatever your intention or motivations, chef and director of Combini Condiments, Holly Dalton, is with me in studio today to try and get our menu on track. How are you, Holly? How's things?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Thanks a million for joining us today. It's really inspiration too for the lunchboxes, isn't it?
That's what you're... Lunchboxes, it's kind of like a blank, intimidating canvas, you know? they come back filthy and then they're just empty again. It's like, okay, where do we go from here? I'm like, full disclosure, I don't have any kids of, you know, school going age, but basically feeding a baby, toddler, child, it's all the same. Yeah. It's all relatively the same. The freezer has to be full at all times. Things are batch cooked. I haven't cooked like a meal that was just like for one person, just like a solo thing in like, you know, a year. So batch cooking is huge. And you're tired at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's a little bit unrealistic in this day and age to think that you're going to cook every evening. You know, I mean, I definitely feel that way.
I absolutely don't cook every evening.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about like going out and getting takeaways and stuff. I'm talking about like, okay, let's try and cook. I try and like batch cook.
What can I cook that I can eat for 2 days?
Yeah. If you do like one batch cook session a week, that's actually loads. If the freezer is just kind of ticking over, you know, you want to be like stocking it up just like a little bit all the time.
We don't want to head into the kind of the soup and the stew and the casserole territory just yet. The weather is actually still pretty good. Like,
I know.
Warm.
Don't jinx it.
I know. Yeah. I shouldn't even say that, but it is nice out there today. So if you're not in the barbecue and mood now that we're in September, you do have some kind of the 11 o'clocks, could we call them that? The lunchtime treats?
The 11sies.
Yeah.
A huge, huge part of my day. Definitely, I feel like, you know, obviously it's a nice day today, but the weather kind of changes. There's something about the autumn seasons. You get kind of more like autumnal stuff coming in and it makes you want to bake. I don't really bake that much during the summer. It's kind of too hot, you know what I mean? And then you kind of come into this time of year, so it's like, let's get baking. And I think when people think of baking, they often think of sweet things. That definitely doesn't have to be the case. And a big crowd pleaser for me, my community, which is my household, are these cheesy pesto pinwheels.
Oh, nice. This is what you have in front of us here today.
Yes. Fabulous. So basically, you don't want to go, you know, you could make like a yeasted dough, right? You could go down that route. And that's what I used to do in the past when I had more time. But now I'm all about going to the shop, buying a sheet of puff pastry and calling it a day. You're defrosting that, rolling it out. You're going to make a quick bechamel, which sounds like bechamel. Come on, I'm not making that from scratch. Honestly, it's very, very easy. You know, 30 grams flour, 30 grams of butter, melt it in a pan. You're going to add your milk, about 200 mils, a little bit at a time. You're not adding more milk until it's, you know, bubbling and thickening.
Yeah.
Add more milk, et cetera, et cetera. Sprinkle of white cheddar or whatever kind of cheese you want, whatever kind of cheese your kids like. Put that to the side, let it cool. Then we're going to spread it out on our puff pastry sheet. A little bit of pesto, a little more cheese, rolling it up, slicing it, 220, 15 minutes.
These are gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
Very simple, quite filling. How long did they take to cook?
So obviously all ovens are different. My oven is a little bit on the older side. So 220 fan oven. I say fan oven. Who doesn't have a fan oven? Like, honestly. Like, how hard up do you have to be to not have a fan oven? I don't think I've ever even seen a non-fan oven. But yeah, fan oven 220, between kind of 15, 18 minutes. When they start to bubble and golden on the top, you know you're good to go.
They're simple as that.
Simple as that.
Effective.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I'm all about. I'm not like, you can, you know, a lot of my recipes will say, you know, you can do this, brackets, like, if you're arsed, if you're bothered, you know, and they can be adapted to be easier.
Yeah.
Another example is I make this, you also have in front of you now, this chai spiced pumpkin bread. Oh, nice. I'm all about the autumnal flavours. Like I said, I love like a chai latte. I'm a simple, you know, basic person. I like my chai lattes, okay?
I'm that
kind of gal. And chai spices work really, really nicely with autumnal flavors. So if you're into kind of making banana bread, this is like a nice little stepping stone for something a little bit different.
So would you regard this as more sweet than savory?
It's a little bit more sweet. Now, what's interesting about chai masala is it has this kind of like somewhat savory note to it. So it's not overly sweet.
It's not carrot cake.
No, it's not carrot cake. It's more like... if a carrot cake and banana bread had a kind of an intimate evening together, this might be the result.
This is the product.
This is the product of that. It's a good lunchbox filler. It's a little bit, it's sweet. It's got a tiny little bit of savory note. It's quite filling. It also works great as like an early kind of breakfast, as in like slice it, toast it, a little bit of butter. Oh my gosh. It's so, 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 so good. And it lasts a long time. Like if you bake this, it'll last about 5 days. It'll still be good for about 5 days, which is key.
Can both of these, can you freeze both of them actually?
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't make anything that you can't freeze. Now, worth noting, so if you're going to buy puff pastry and defrost it, what I would normally do is I would make it, slice it, keep it in the fridge, and then you're kind of cooking it as you need them. I've kind of seen mixed messaging about refreezing puff pastry. Some people say you can, some people say you can't. I don't know for a fact which one it is. I think it's fine, but then there's kind of some mixed messaging on that. So it's a maybe for me. What I normally do is I'll slice them all, keep them in the fridge and cook them as I need them because they'll last a few days in the fridge anyway.
Yeah, okay. Just a question on your previous item with the pesto. Like, you can use any ingredients in this. It doesn't have to be cheese and pesto.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, ham and cheese, you could do like even like if you had like a little leftover bolognese and like grated cheese, like that would be really good. I keep saying cheese because cheese is savoury. It's delicious and it's got a little bit of protein in it. Often we think about cheese and things like that. It's like, oh, it's unhealthy. But like children, this is talking about lunchboxes, obviously. Children are not like adults. Like they need more fat than we do. They need kind of more protein than we do. Like things like that. Like, you know, you can afford to give them this kind of stuff. It's completely fine. And obviously fine for adults too, in moderation. Mm. But you can always make like a somewhat healthier version of it.
Ham, tomato, spinach, whatever.
Absolutely.
You want to put into it.
It all works.
Easily done.
It's all delicious. I don't really know how you would mess this up, to be quite honest with you. You can put anything in there.
Your chai spiced pumpkin bread. Again, presume you can alternate stuff in and out of that you don't like.
Of course. Like, so yesterday I was like looking into my fridge and I was like, okay, grand, I have a butternut squash. I'm going to use that. I also had a banana in there. I was like, oh, I throw that in. Maybe a little bit of grated apple, grated pear. You can mix it up with the spices. You could do cinnamon, you could do nutmeg, a little bit of allspice. You can kind of like a lot of these recipes have, or how the recipes that I cook work is they always have like a foundation of it. It'll be like, you know, 200 butter, 200 sugar, 200 flour, 2 eggs, whatever. It's all like a lot of twos. A lot of recipes are like this. It's all ratios. And then that's where you can kind of mix it up a little bit, like, oh, maybe some apple, maybe some carrot. Like, just look what you have in the fridge. That's what I do. I don't want to be going out and buying a load of stuff.
Something specifically for it. Yeah.
No way, I don't do that anymore.
I should have said at the very start of this, actually, that all of your recipes that you're talking about, they are available on your socials. They'll be on our socials as well here in News Talk. So people don't need to jot all of this down. We'll post that and make sure people can get it. It's the tricky lunchbox, though. That is what our listeners are looking for some advice with.
Yeah, I mean, lunchboxes, you kind of need to look at, like, without complicating too much, I always just look at like the food pyramid and be like, all right, how can I do this and put it in a lunchbox and it's going to be, you know, aesthetically pleasing. And also marketing is huge for children. You know, if you say something like cheesy pesto pinwheel, alliteration, pinwheel, they're thinking about like, it's kind of conjuring up images of like a little toy. Like that sounds pretty good. Like, you know, you can make, now this is, you know, this is getting a little bit, maybe this is a little bit kind of tricky territory, but you can even, like, if you were to make like a kind of a smoothie or things that have like a lot of pectin in it, you could like even dry that out, low temperature oven, make like a fruit winder kind of situation. Like that's complicating things a little bit. But lunchboxes, what I always kind of do is cut up fruit. I mean, come on. That's
simple as that.
At least your child is probably going to like at least one kind of fruit. Berries. Berries are like the candy of fruit for kids. Just I don't know what it is about berries. Berries, the marketing team behind berries, I don't know what they're doing because berries are just extremely popular. Some kind of carb, like the cheesy pesto pinwheel is a perfect example. If they're kind of sick of sandwiches or you're sick of making sandwiches, this is like a nice sandwich kind of alternative. If you want something, you know, kind of sweet adjacent.
You can eat those cold as well, I should say, actually.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They can't.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah, you can eat them cold. Of course. Like, unless, like, you have some kind of high-tech school that has a kitchen or something crazy like that. Certainly nothing that I grew up with. Yeah, of course, everything can be eaten cold. So you're thinking things like, you know, maybe like a little pasta salad. But I'm not talking about, like, a pasta salad that's got, like, olives and stuff in it that they're not going to like. You're talking, you know what I mean? A little bit of cold bolognese and some wholemeal, like, pasta. That's delicious.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it doesn't have to be, you're not like reinventing the wheel here.
It's the picky children, some parents tell me here on WhatsApp today. That is what can be quite difficult. Like if they're not into bread and, you know.
Even like a folded up, like pancake might be nice. Like if you get two little pancakes and you're putting like butter and jam in the middle, things like that, it's like a little pancake sandwich. Like that's actually like very nice cold. Like think about something that they, like all kids have something that they like. And you basically want to just do ever so slight like variations of that. Like if they don't like I was super picky as a child. Like I used to be, you know, I think people kind of might have thought I was on the spectrum because I didn't want to have any filling in my sandwiches. I used to have the bread separate to the filling and I like had to eat them separately. All very kind of, you know, a little bit interesting ways of eating. So I understand. And kids are insane. I don't know why they're like that. But they are. It's true. So kind of things like things that kind of look good, like roll-ups, like a little crepe, roll that up. These kind of cheesy pesto roll-ups.
Yeah, things that, these like, kind of things that are just a little bit easy to make.
Okay. Absolutely.
We're going to put all of this, as I said, it's on your socials at Holly Dalton. It's on our own socials here too at News Talk as well. But we're not just talking about children. Adults can also eat all of these too.
Of course. I've just sampled
both of them. They're both very nice. We'll chat to you again, Chef and Director of Gambini Condiments, Holly Dalton. Holly, thanks a million
for
joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.